Hi, good afternoon. Well, congratulations on your performance on the cost front, and obviously the obvious question would be on the sustainability of this performance going forward, because you cut costs more than revenue drop in most segments, and in particular, I noticed that raw materials and energy costs in the daily segment dropped more than the circulation of the newspaper. So you presumably cut your costs in the printing or special projects part of the business as well. And secondly, you had a significant drop in marketing and promotion costs, and part of that is related to high base, the radio segment. So the question would be whether those two items could deliver similar savings going forward. And my second question would be on the profitability of the film distribution project. You had revenues of 8.5 million. I wonder what contribution of this business was to your EBIT and EBITDA, because I assume that without this, the cinema would be in the red, but please confirm. Thank you.
Okay, so first question about the sustainability of our cuts in the costs. As you can see, significant part of the of the decreases in the costs come from the variable costs. So, as long as we don't see the increases in the volumes of production, we don't expect that the costs should increase. So, taking this into account, it's sustainable. If we think about fixed costs, that's our effort to not to lose what we gained in the previous quarters. This process of restructuring is not easy, as you can imagine, so we don't want to lose what we sacrificed. Certainly, once the market picks up, we will invest in the company and in the staff and in our businesses to benefit from the pickup, but we are still waiting for this situation to come. Talking about the profitability of the film distribution, as you can imagine, is the kind of business which is very much based on particular projects. Some of the projects are profitable, some of them are not. Certainly, if you have a success on the volume of Drogówka, the profits are coming to the company. We don't want to disclose the numbers, as still it's not a significant part of our business. Once it comes to the numbers which are significant and worth being disclosed, certainly we will do it.
Any hint whether without the film distribution the segment would be still in the black or not? Because it made 3 million EBIT, and you had 8.5 million revenues from distribution. So I assume this is a highly profitable business. So the question is, so what's your answer or comment?
As you can hear from my comment, that we will not disclose the numbers for that. But
okay. Any color on the progress on the bus shelter project, the tender you won it, and there were some appeals that they were groundless, I understand. So any, where we are at this stage?
The project is still in progress. As you know, we won the tender, but as you said, there are appeals to that, so we are still waiting for the final decision of the municipality. We are in a good mood for that, so no problems for the time being.
Welcome and congratulations on the perfect cost optimization. Just one question from my part. Maybe you mentioned it previously. What is the number of paid online subscribers for your newspaper at the moment, and how this number has been changing recently?
We don't disclose these numbers, as you can imagine, this market is still in the development phase. For us, it's what's really important is not the absolute numbers, but the dynamics of this situation. We are still not talking about hundreds of thousands of subscribers being in the system, but we are satisfied and see good signs of the growth of this offer. So we are much more about the dynamics, not on the about absolute numbers today.
Okay, so do you think that when would be the moment that you will be able to stabilize the number of subscribers in total? I mean, offline plus online.
That's a very difficult question because, as you can imagine, we see the trends in print, and we are still in the phase to develop or even create the market for the online subscriptions. We put a lot of attention to that. We are in the processes and projects aimed at that, and I hope that we'll be ready to tell you more in coming quarters about this these efforts. But it's a kind of our bet and belief that this is the future and the route for the growth of this business in our group. Okay, so if you don't have any other questions, thank you very much for joining our conference. This is the end for today, and please be welcomed for the next presentation once we publish the results for the second quarter. Thank you very much. Goodbye.